bonus episode.
Good evening, Don's Kawasaki, Omaha Sea-Doo.
Hi, Oahu. I'm from Nebraska.
Okay.
I recently just opened a bank account, and what the story is that for a while I was delivering pizzas for Domino's, and when you do that, they give you like tips or whatever, depending on like how fast you got there or just the general feeling that they are having that day, and that depends on the amount that they'll give you for a tip. And so I saved up enough money so I could open up a bank account, and the reason I wanted to do that was so that I could get a coffee maker, because I'm a big coffee drinker, but I wanted to save money on Starbucks because that's usually where I went every morning. And so after I got the coffee maker, I got this phone call about someone saying that they found my podcast on a Sea-Doo, and I don't recall ever having put our podcast, my friend and my podcast, on a Sea-Doo, and so I was wondering if maybe my credit card got stolen. So I'm calling the places to figure out if my credit card has been used to buy a Sea-Doo so that our podcast could go on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. You clicked out there for a minute. Your question is about a credit card?
Oh, yeah. So for a while, I was delivering pizzas. And what happens when you deliver pizzas is, like, they'll give you a various amount in tips, just depending on how they're feeling that day, or just depending on like how good of a job they think you've done. Sometimes it depends on the general wealth of the neighborhood area. Like, richer neighborhoods will tip surprisingly little, to be honest with you. And the poorer neighborhoods are honestly very generous with their tips. So anyway, but that's just a side note. So I use the tip amount to open a bank account. And so with the bank account, I got a free coffee maker. That's why I opened the bank account in the first place. And then, but after that, somebody called me and said they found my podcast on a Sea-Doo, and I hadn't made a Sea-Doo for my podcast yet. So I was a little confused and thought maybe someone had stolen my credit card and used it to buy a Sea-Doo to put my podcast on. So I was wondering if my podcast was on a Sea-Doo of yours, or if my credit card had been used to buy one.
We wouldn't have any idea from our end of things. You would need to call your bank and your credit card to see what charges you're finding on there. And if there are charges that you haven't put on, then you need to talk to your credit card people immediately and put that on a stop and a hold.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't know your bank account. I don't know your credit card number.
Do you mean like phone charges? Because the with every...
No, you're saying you have an issue regarding your bank account and also your credit card?
Yeah.
Okay, then you need to call... One, your bank that you have this bank account with, and see if there's any monies being pulled out that you're not aware of, and also whoever you have your credit card through, or if it's a debit card, you need to call them immediately to see if there's charges being put on there, and you have to put a hold or stop to anything.
You guys can't do that from your end?
Absolutely not.
If I gave you my bank account information and my credit card, could you guys call them?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. We don't do... Nope. That's... We would be like a third party, per se. That is your personal business, your personal accounts. If it's your name or and somebody else's name, you need if it's your account with your name on, you need to call your bank and you need to call your credit card people.
Well, do you have any?
And they will be able to tell you what the last number of charges are on there.
Oh, so the legal charges are involved?
Pardon me?
Are this legal charges?
Well, after they verify who you are and to discuss your accounts with you, they will tell you, like, let's say you, a lot of times they tell you what your last five charges are, meaning like if you used your credit card somewhere. Or your bank account, they will go over that with you, and right away you'll know, did you actually go in and use it at a particular store, or if these are odd charges in different states, then yes, you have a problem, and you need to discuss that with your bank and also your credit card company. So if you have your credit card, turn it over. On the back should be like an 800 number, I think 866 number, phone number to call and contact them.
Oh, are you talking about the Los Angeles charges or like the football team? Would they be the ones who would have put the charges on there?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know.
Sir, I can't help you. You need to call your finance people. Whoever you have your credit, your bank account through, or your credit card through. That's who you need to talk to.
Oh, okay.
And then you explain your dilemmas and see if there's any fraudulent charges on there.
Oh,
okay?
Okay. Well, can I, my brother has some questions about CDUs. Can I page him in real quick?
Okay, sure.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Yaz. So you guys sell CDUs?
That is correct.
Okay. I have a friend who was, he told us that we have a bunch of podcasts that are on one of his favorite CDUs.
Sir.
And so we were wondering.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. If you have issues and dilemmas and charges, you need to call your end of the finance, whoever you think you have problems with, whether it's your bank account or your credit card. So
well, he already has one CDU
from my end. So, but thank you very much for calling.
Well,
have a good day.
Sorry, I just have one question.
What's your question?
He already has one CDU, and he was wondering how we put the rest of our podcast on a second CDU.
Hold on, please. Hello, sir.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not sure. All our people that would know anything about it have gone for the day, and they'll be back in tomorrow. So if you want to call in tomorrow and ask for Chuck, see if he can answer your questions. Okay? All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Love you.
Hello, Paradise Boats.
Hi, Oahu. I was on the, I got a voicemail on my phone the other day, on my I have AT&T, and I got the voicemail on my AT&T iPhone. And the voicemail was kind of strange. Someone said to me they were asking if they had about my CD, and I don't think I have a CD. So I was wondering if maybe my credit card got stolen from the bank. I used to deliver pizzas for a long time, and I used my pizza money to open a bank account. And also with the bank account that I opened, I got a free coffee maker. And I was going to use the coffee maker. Well, you don't need to hear this, but I was wondering if maybe if my credit card got stolen so that someone, maybe they bought a CD with it.
Well, who are you trying to reach, though? What number are you trying to... Wait, hold on a second. What number are you trying to reach? What business?
This place that sells the CDs.
No, we don't do that. We're Paradise Boats. We're a boat company. We sell boats.
What kind?
And marine services.
Oh, what kind of boats do you sell?
We do Pro Line.
Are there any like any like jet ski type of boats?
No.
Oh. Do you have like any Smash Mouth?
What?
Do you have any like Smash Mouth Sea-Doos?
No, we don't have any of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a Mercury dealer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't Mercury?
What are you trying to figure out? Who are you trying to call?
I'm trying to call the CD place.
No, you don't have the wrong number.
Oh.
What number are you calling?
Let's see. What number do I have? 808-234-1111.
No.
And it's for...
That's our number, but we're not...
Paradise Sea-Doos?
We're Paradise Boats.
Oh.
You got the number, but you got the right number, but the wrong business.
Okay. What do you think... do you know what the right number would be?
Yeah. You know what? Hang on a second.
Okay.